Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We call upon you today, Father God, the Most High God, the great and mighty King, the mighty I Am. We are grateful, O God. We come with grateful hearts today, thanking you for the life that you've given us even on today, the life you've given us over the years, O God. We say thank you, Lord. You are the one who made the sun to shine even today. You are the one who even caused the rain to come upon the earth. You are the one who says how much. How much sun, how much rain, how much wind. You light up the stars nightly, O God, and we thank you, O God. That the earth belonged to you and everything in it. So we give you all the glory, all the praise today, Father God. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us, your children, will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn now in the name of Jesus. We are established in your righteousness, and oppression is far from us. In the name of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We take hold of shield and buckler. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. In the name of Jesus, you are holy God. You are righteous God. And we honor your presence. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. Oh, we overcome all because the greater are you, Father God, that's in us than he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day having our loins girded about with truth. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we stand in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth. We are fully armored, fully covered. We have on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, O God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of you, O God, your dear son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with the spirit of spiritual blessings. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our hand is upon the necks of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that you anoint our head with oil and our cup runs over. Goodness and mercy shall follow us every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we are anointed to preach, teach, and heal, and cast out devils. We receive the abundance of grace and the gift of your righteousness, O God. And we reign in life through Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. We have favor with God and with man. Wealth and riches are in our house, and our righteousness endures forever. We will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under your shadow, Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. No evil will befall us. No plague shall come near our dwelling. Our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. In Jesus' name. Our children are obedient, and they shall have long lives. We are strengthened with the might of his spirit in the inner man. Oh, we thank you today that we are rooted and grounded in love. We are blessed by natural we bless our natural enemies, and we overcome evil with good in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, for your divine presence. We thank you that you are with us, O God. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning. We are grateful that you joined us this morning on Bible Storyland. Today is Senior Citizens Day, so if you know any seniors, have them call in. We are honoring the elderly today. We are giving honor to them today because God has graced them with abundant life and life more abundantly. And they have lived to tell many stories about the goodness of God. So I thank God for the favor that's upon the seniors today. We are grateful to Father God has graced us with abundant life, and we give him praise and thanksgiving. We praise him to the highest, to the only wise God, our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. When we consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, O God, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that you are mindful of us, and the Son of Man that you visited him? O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We will praise you, Lord, with our whole heart. We will show forth all thy marvelous works. This is the day, O Lord, that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are thankful. We are grateful for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Well, as I said, this is Bible Storyland. I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin. Today we're honoring our seniors. And you know what? We are giving honor to our God, and we are thanking our God for all that he's doing and all that he's going to do on our behalf. He's a great and a mighty king, and we're honoring him. Well, today we have with us a great, mighty woman of God. She's from Jacksonville. She's talented, gifted with the voice of song, and we are grateful that God has given her a beautiful voice to sing and give God glory. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed this morning. I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen, amen.
Today I'm blessed to have my cousin from Paducah, Kentucky. She's going to sing with us. And she's a minister from Kentucky. Her name is Donna Hawkins.
Right.
And she's going to sing along with me. She's from Paducah, Kentucky. We're going to start.
All right, Kentucky in the house and Florida in the house. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to sing this morning a song.
What you going to sing?
We're going to sing like a medley.
Okay.
All righty. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And we are trusting in his holy word. And he's never failed me. He's never failed me yet. That's why I'm singing, whoa, 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 whoa. Can't turn around. We come this far, I say. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die. I will trust trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. And I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. But till I die. And I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm going to see God for myself.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to see God for myself. And I'm going to see God for myself when I die. I'm going to see God for myself.
Lord,
I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself when I die. Because I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
I love to
praise His
holy
name.
Cause He's my rock.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My rock, my sword and shield.
Oh, and He's a wheel.
He's a wheel.
In the middle.
In the middle of the wheel.
And I know He'll never. Lord, no.
Never let me down.
He's just the jewel.
He's just a jewel.
Lord, that I have
found.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise His
name.
Lord, hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise
His name.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love to praise His
name.
Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, where the Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Cole Sr. serves as our pastor. And we're just a loving church who we just believe in helping other people, because if we can help somebody as we pass along, then our living shall not be in vain.
Amen. Well, we're so grateful you're in our great city of Jacksonville today.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's such a sad occasion that you came in, but We just love Jackie. Jackie is such a blessing. Ever since I met her, she's such a blessing to me. So you're always welcome. Even from Kentucky, you could call in, and you're always welcome to give words of encouragement and sing songs for us.
Well, thank you. I tell you what, I will get the number from Jackie, and I will do just that.
All right. We look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much. God bless you now.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Jackie.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? God is such a great God, and He has talented people all over the world. I thank God for those two women. Oh, my God, they just blessed me with that song. You know, those two songs that they sang, the melodies, We Come This Far by Faith, and I love to praise his name. I tell you what, ain't nothing like praising his name. To be able to call upon the Most High God, that's an honor. You know what? My heart goes out to people who don't know him, who don't know to call on his name. What a blessing they're missing. You know, even the angels adore and worship our God. They praise him daily. You know, he's the King of glory, the Lord of lords. He's the King of all kings. He's the one who birthed the kings. He's the one who birthed President Obama. He's the one who birthed all the mayors in our cities, all the political figures. He birthed everybody, even the babies that are being born in this hour. He's making sure they're being birthed today. You know, he took care of us as seniors from the time we were born to now. He's an awesome God. He is our shepherd. We shall not want for anything, especially in America. We're so blessed to be able to call upon the Most High God, to be able to call upon him as shepherd, as Lord. He said his sheep know his voice, and another voice they will not hear or answer. So, you know, he is not a man that he should lie. He is the one who makes sure we lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside those still, calm waters. Even in the midst of storms we go through on a daily basis, you know, over the years, seniors have gone through many storms, many storms. I'm not just talking about rainstorms or hurricanes. I'm talking about storms in their lives. You know, they've gone through illnesses, sicknesses. They've gone through deaths of people. They've gone through maybe having to do without even some of the basic necessities of life. But yet, they're still here to tell the story. You know, he leads his children in the paths of righteousness. Even though we walk in the valley of shadow of death, because we can call his name, we don't have no fear of evil. Our God is constantly with us. His word says he will never leave us nor forsake us. His rod and his staff comforts us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our heads with oil. And guess what? Our cups run over daily. We are blessed to have so much. His goodness, we have his mercy every day. It goes with us every day we live. And we can dwell in his house forever. Not just one day. We can dwell in his house forever. We are God's sheep. Christ is our shepherd, and he gives us divine supplies. He gives us spiritual rest. He gives us spiritual food, dance, and, you know, guidance. He gives us guidance and restoration. You know, Job said in his word that he, in the book of Job, he said, I desire the words of God's mouth more than my necessary food. And you know, when you hear God's voice, it's nothing like listening to his voice. He has an awesome, majestic voice and a powerful voice. His voice is so strong, it can break the cedar, a very strong wood. Today we are honoring senior citizens, those people who God has graced with abundant life. So I want to pray for our seniors today and lift them up before the mighty God. Father God, we appreciate you today. We just come to give you much glory, much honor, and thanksgiving for your goodness. And Lord, we just thank you that you are a merciful God, that you even give us brand new mercies every day, because we need your mercy. We cannot live without your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our senior citizens with longevity, with excellent health, with strength in their bodies, to get up every day, to go about their daily activities. We thank you for guidance, O God, that they will have you as their wise counselor, O God. And Father God, I thank you that you keep our seniors safe every day. You protect them from accidents and mishaps and thefts and robbery and abuse and misuse. And even in the nursing homes, you are there, O God. You're in the hospitals, O God. You're in the home with senior citizens, O God. Those who are aged people, the gray-headed, hoary-headed people, You take care of them morning, noon, and night. I thank you that you carefully watch over the seniors, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are a great provider for our seniors, oh God. Whatever they need, oh God, I thank you for supplying superabundant supply of all of their needs, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord, that you are a senior. You're the one who keeps our seniors mentally alert, that they all have sound minds, oh God. I thank you that seniors, especially your called out children, have learned to lean and depend upon you, not upon their own understanding, oh God. I thank you that our seniors have a great relationship with you, that they can call on you, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and glorious name. And they can say, Father, you are Jehovah Elohim, a mighty and a powerful God. I thank you that they could call on you as Shepherd, Jehovah Roha. They could call upon you as Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is here and there and everywhere. I thank you that they could call upon you, Jehovah Sikkenu, a righteous God. They could call you Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Oh, Father, they could call on you, Jehovah Nisi. You are their banner, oh God. I thank you that they could call upon you, Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts. I thank you that they could call upon you, the God, the God of recompense. I thank you that they could call you, Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And so, Father, we thank you that you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Mighty Breasted One, the Everlasting God. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. And, Lord, many seniors need peace in their minds, O God, peace in their households, O God. And, Father, I thank you that you are providing help for those who need help, those whose countenance have dropped low, who are discouraged about life, those who have so much pain in their bodies, O God. I thank you that you are with them, O God. Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, O God. Heal the senior citizens, O God. Some of them are racked in their body with arthritic pain. Some of them have headaches, O God. Some of them have digestive system problems, O God. Some of them, Father God, have different diseases in their bodies, cancer or different diseases, O God. But, Lord, I just thank you today that you are a great healer. Send the word and heal our seniors today, O God. Many of them have lost their sight. Many of them have lost their healing, O God. But I thank you that you remember them, O God, that you keep them in your precious thoughts, O God, that you will never leave our seniors. You will never forsake them, O God. So, Father, today we just thank you that you are the Lord of the senior citizens as well as your children. You're called out, your very elect, O God. And so, Father, we just thank you today for being with us, for being with every senior citizen, whether they're in the nursing home or in their own homes, whether they're in senior citizens' homes, buildings, oh God. We lift them up before you. We thank you for leading them in your righteous path, oh God. And we thank you for teaching them to live holy, righteous lives according to your will and your plan for their lives. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, seniors, what does Father God want with you? Do you ever think that God wants you to have a closer relationship with him? Do you ever think you have to die to yourself to live for him? Listen to this criteria and see if you have died to yourselves yet so you can live for him. It says dying to self. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposely set at naught, and you don't sting or hurt with the insult or oversight, but your heart is happy being counted worthy to suffer for Christ, that is dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinion ridiculed, and refuse to let anger arise in your heart or even defend yourself, but you take it all in patience, loving silence. That is dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, or any annoyance when you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it as Jesus endured it. That is dying to self. When you are content with any food, any offering, any raiment, any climate, any society, any solitude, any interruption by the will of God, that is dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or to record your own good works or itch after commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, that is dying to self. When you can see your brother prosper and have his needs met, and you can honestly rejoice with him in spirit and feel no envy nor question God while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstance, that is dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself and can humbly submit inwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up within your heart, that is dying to yourself. Are you dead yet? In these last days, the Spirit will bring us to the cross, that we may know him, being made conformable unto his death. And, you know, I thank God for Jesus because he was the one who made that ultimate sacrifice for us. He was the one who left his home in glory to come down and to be with us, not only just to be with us, but to die for us. He did all of those things. He died to himself. So today our message is blessings for seniors, the aged men and women of God. Blessings for seniors, the aged men and women of God. So today our message is taken from Titus, the second chapter, verse 2 and 3. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, and that the word of God may not be blasphemed. But we're emphasizing verses 2 and 3, the aged men and women of God. You know, in Genesis 15:15, it says, thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. In other words, the Lord promises longevity to those who are his children, his called out children. He says longevity is promised to the obedient. 1 Kings 3:14, and if you will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David did, then I will lengthen your days. Isn't that a great promise? If we are obedient to God's word, then he will lengthen our days. He was not only giving us the days that he promised, but he's going to give us some more. Isn't that great? He will lengthen them. Job 5:26, thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age. You know, I have an Aunt Mildred who used to come on to sing. She is now 102 years young. She became 102 June 20th of this month, and she's still in her right mind. She's still sober-minded. She's not able to come on and sing anymore, but she knows her daughter. She knows us. She's able to hold conversations with us, and I thank God for her sound mind. You know, all of us don't have sound minds, but I thank God. You know, it don't matter what age we are. We have some young people who don't have sound minds. They're not even able to think anymore. And, you know, I was listening to a commercial recently, and this young man came on, and he appeared to have cerebral palsy, but he said that what happened to him, he was texting a particular message as he was driving, and he got in a car accident, and it left him like he had cerebral palsy. So, you know, we're blessed today that we have sound minds. And, you know, we have to tell our children, listen, it's dangerous to text. And sometimes if you have to, you may take their cell phones from them if you see them texting. You know they're going to try to hide it from you, but we don't want our children being hurt or harmed, you know, texting in their cars, texting in the schools when they go to school. You know, a lot of people allow them to take the cell phones to school. You know, we were lucky when I was growing up, we didn't even have a home phone. Cell phones were, as far as I know it, were not invented at that time. I remember doctors getting beepers later on as I grew up. But, you know, this is the generation of communication. They communicate with each other, but the people they're sitting by, sometimes they don't even communicate with them. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful to make sure that our children, you know, are protected. We have to protect them. We want them to live to be senior citizens. So we got to protect our children in this day and time. We cannot allow our children, you know, to be harmed. We have to protect them. That's why God gave them to us. You know, and when they get older, they're going to look after us. I know when my parents got older, I looked after my parents. I made sure that they were, you know, protected and taken care of. You know, if you want to come on Bible Storyland, you could come to 1-619-789-4313. We're on live right now. Thank you. So I thank God, you know, for Senior Citizens Day. So, you know, he said in Psalms 91:6, with long life will I satisfy him and give him my salvation. He's talking about those people who are saved, call on the name of the Lord, who are handpicked by him, who call on his name, who say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. He said he's going to bless them with long life. He's going to add to your days. Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now, you know, I know that I want to live a righteous life. I can't do it alone. None of us can. We have to call upon the Most High God and say, Father, we want to live a righteous life. We want to, you know, be like you, but we need help. Help us, oh God. Don't you know he'll help you live a righteous life? You can't do it on your own. You can't even clean your own life up from the muck and the mire of life. God can do it, though. So we have to depend upon him. Thank God for his great promises to the elderly who are obedient. He promised life and peace. With that promise, the elderly must obey the statutes of God. How are you going to know what they are? You don't know what the statutes of God are unless you pick up his word and read it. You know, if you don't know, over in Deuteronomy, it talks about the statutes of God. It talks about the promises of God. It talks about, you know, what happens to those who are obedient and those who are disobedient. You know, it talks about curses to the disobedient, but blessings to the obedient. Unless you study your word, you know, I sometimes years ago, I would read the word, and then over a period of time, I stopped reading the word. But don't you know God is calling us to read and study his word today so he can tell us things, secrets, and good things, and we can dwell in the secret place with him. You know, as we live in this life, we have to depend upon God. As elderly people, we can't be rebellious. We have to obey God. We're not obedient to God. We're rebellious. And the Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have witchcraft. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to receive it. So we got to know what God is saying in this hour. We got to be able to stand up you know, with the whole armor of God on us. We got to be able to reject evil, pray against evil. You know, the opposite of obedience is disobedience. Many people believe in God, but they don't love him. They say, oh, yeah, you know, I believe in God. But, you know, God said in his word, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And God's word is true. He's not a liar. So if you're not keeping the commandments of God, you don't love him. What are his commandments? Get in the word and read it. What kind of relationship do you have with Father God? Do you pray? Do you study his word? Do you praise him? Do you worship him? Do you get with the saints of God and worship him in the church house? Even from the beginning, Father God had a relationship with his people. You know, he used to go look for Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. You know, I just think that that's just so awesome. Can God find you in the cool of the day? And when he finds you, are you willing and ready to obey him? Are you willing and ready to praise him, to honor him, to bless him? Isn't that awesome that the mighty, holy, righteous God wants a relationship with you and with me? He called us his children. You know, he also called us his friends. I don't know about you, but I call him my friend too. Like the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, he's such a great friend. And you know what? He don't just call us his friend. He laid down his life. You know, he was the friend who laid down his life for us. Greater love hath no man than he who laid down his life for his friends. He laid down his very life for us. But I thank God in 3 days that he rose up from the grave, and he lives forever. He lives in you, he lives in me, if we're his children. Now, you know, if we're evil, he's not going to dwell in evil temples. He will leave. The Spirit of God will leave you. Do you praise him, worship him, honor him? Do you have conversations with him? And most of all, do you listen? It's nothing. Like I said earlier, Job said, I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Don't you know he talked to Job and Job heard his voice? Don't you know he's speaking to us today? Remember we talked about Channel 23, God speaks, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's speaking today. Are you listening? Are you tuned in? Are you reading the word? Some people say, I don't ever hear God's voice. Well, he say, my sheep know my voice. He didn't just say they read my word. He said, my sheep know my voice. You know the voice of your parents. You know the voice of your children. You know the voice of your grandchildren. You know the voice of your neighbor. You know the voice of the people that go to church with you. But do you know God's voice? His voice is majestic. It's an awesome voice. His voice is like no other voice. When you hear his voice, you will know it. Ask him a question and let him answer you today. Say, Lord, I need direction. I'm here and I need direction. I remember one day I was driving down the street coming from the airport in New Orleans, and I was lost. I said, Lord, which way do I go to get home? He said, turn left. Now, you know me. I didn't even listen. I went right. But don't you know I had to repent and apologize to God? Because when I went the way he told me to go, I got home. But you know what? I was trying to follow my own mind. But when you have the mind of Christ, you can listen to him. You can ask him to help you with your children, your grandchildren. You can ask him for strength. You know, he loves us. He loves us so much. Do you hide from him when he calls you? Like Adam and Eve, because they sin or because you sin and you are ashamed? Repent. Get your relationship in good standing with the Almighty God. He had a relationship with Moses, with Aaron, and he wants to have one with you. He even wants you to listen when he calls your name. He knows your name. He even know how many hairs you have upon your head or how many you don't have. He knows everything. If you have lived many years, you can give thanksgiving to the Almighty Father, Father God, for granting longevity. If you are a living, breathing human being, God has a purpose for you. Even if you have some years on you, even if you're 90, even if you're 100, even if you're 50, 60, 70, God has a purpose for you living today. Titus 2 says that the aged men might be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Sober, what is that? Calm, collected in spirit. Grave, serious, solemn, sober, temperate, modern, moderate, or self-restrained. You know, many people today have no self-discipline. He wants you to be temperate, self-discipline, not extreme in your opinions or indulging in things. Sound in faith, having a logical basis, you know, having faith. You know, a lot of times, you know, faith, we do things because we have faith in God. Some people don't have faith in God. You know, they say, oh, I would do this, but I don't have this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, we all need to come up in our faith. A lot of times you say, well, you know, I would do this, but I can't. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengtheneth us. Ask God for what you want. He said, we have not because we ask not. If you need whatever you need, call upon his name. He said, we should have charity, sound charity. What is it? Love. Charity is love, Christian love. We should have patience. You know, not be so upset every time a little thing happened to us. Or, you know, I know me sometimes I'm at the stoplight and I'm like, oh, why don't you hurry up and change light or car? Hurry up and move. You know, that's not patience. I have to say, Lord, would you help me? Now, you know what? I tell you what, I don't really like praying for patience, but I'm trusting God that he would just download patience. Because when you pray for patience, ooh, you got to go through trial to get those patience. So I say, Lord, I thank you for the patience that you're giving me every day. I just thank you for the patience, and the patience come. But I don't say, Lord, would you give me more patience? Uh-uh. When you pray for patience, trial after trial after trial after trial is coming. How should senior citizens behave? You know, 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, they do not behave themselves unseemingly. You know, we know how to behave as senior citizens. You don't get out and boogie-woogie on the street. You don't get out and boogie-woogie. You don't get out. You know, when I was a child growing up, there was a moonshine house across the street from me. And I prayed then when I was a little girl, and I said, Lord, help me never drink alcohol. Oh, my God, they cut up and they clown 5 o'clock Friday evening till 4 or 5 o'clock early Monday morning. Police coming over there, beating them up, and it was just awful. I mean, they didn't even know how to behave. They were full of alcohol, which alters the mind. God said, be sober-minded. He wants you to have a sound mind. He don't want you to be influenced by alcohol or drugs. And there's some seniors who are on drugs. Now, you know, he wants you to know how to behave as a senior citizen. He don't want you to behave unseemingly. You know, they are not easily provoked, and they think no evil. They do not rejoice. They are not happy in wrongdoing. So, you know, we got to learn how to behave as senior citizens. I see some people, you know, as senior citizens, they don't know how to behave. They're still cussing and swearing. As a senior citizen, now they're almost, you know, ready to be buried. Not in a watery grave. I would pray that they've already been buried in a watery grave. But some people are ready to go to the grave and be buried. But, you know, I pray that senior citizens, that they're all saved. Because, you know what? The Lord said, he wished that none perish, but all will be saved. So we got to be happy in the truth. When you hear the truth, listen to it. They approve of things that are excellent, seniors do. They are sincere. They are without offense till Christ comes. They refuse to be offended by others. They keep their minds on Christ and are not overly sensitive. Have you ever met some senior citizens that were overly sensitive? You said something to them and that hurt my feelings. You didn't even mean any offense to them. But everything you say, they crying. Oh, that hurt. You offended me. Be tough. You know, after you've lived so many years, you got to learn to toughen up. When somebody, you know, says, you know, you're a senior citizen, some people get offended by that. Oh, I'm still there. I ain't no senior citizen. You should be grateful that you're a senior citizen, that God has graced you with years. The Bible says, be holy, even as God is holy. Leviticus 11:45. For I am the Lord that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. God requires senior citizens to be holy. He requires all ages that call upon him to be holy. Senior citizens as well. You know, when you get older, don't be foolish. Be sound-minded. Be holy. Who, like he who created you in his mighty image. He's the one who brought you to where we are today, out of situations that were difficult, hard to deal with. You know, it could have been a job where your employer was a taskmaster. They stayed on you, criticized your work performance. It could have been an illness when God healed you. You know, you could have had high blood pressure, cancer, stomach problems, heart conditions, and so on. He healed your body. It could have been a rebellious son or daughter who gave you problems during their teen years, for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, but God brought you out of those situations. Maybe you had to visit the school often about their behavior. You were embarrassed, maybe because they were on drugs and got in trouble, got suspended, got kicked out of school. And God heard your prayers and changed all the situations that you faced. And, you know, over the years, as we live longer, we face situations that only the hand of God can get us out of. Only sometimes, you know, people are accused of different things and put in prison or threatening to go to prison. But God, only the living God, can get them out of that. So he says, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. The right thinking brings us the right actions. Whatever things are true, honest, just, lovely, good report, and virtuous, praise, think on these things. Whatever is praiseworthy, meditate on God's word. You must first read it, then study it, and live it. Sanctification, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings before my eyes. Stop doing evil. What is evil? First, you think evil. Those things that are against God, the wicked things, that's evil. It could be thinking, you think bad thoughts about somebody or something. It could be to the point where you're doing mean, ugly things to people. You know, I've seen some senior citizens do some mean, ugly things to people. And they call some people, you know, some bad names, or they criticize them, you know. Some people look at their call ID and say, oh, yeah, I ain't answering that. That's so-and-so. Senior citizens I'm talking about. Talking mean to people. Cleanse your heart by reading, studying the word of God. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, John 15:3 says, you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such as were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, I beg of you, my sisters and my brothers, my senior citizens, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable will and perfect will of God. So, you know, so I say to you seniors, live life to the fullest God's way. God's way is above the world's way. God's way will lead you to life and abundant life. Life and life more abundantly. The devil's way is evil, and it leads to shortened life and destruction. God gives good gifts to his people, precious promises, long lives in health. Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank God for each of you today. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So if you have a prayer request, press 1. Anybody have a prayer request today? All right. There's Brother David Emmanuel. Hey, Brother David, I've been missing you. How was your vacation?
Vacation was great. Thank the Lord. We made it there and made it back, and we met some interesting people. Was able to share God with a bunch of people on vacation. It was a total blessing, a good way to relax.
Where did y'all go?
Thank the Lord for us being able to go on vacation. We went on a 7-day cruise. We went to Haiti. Haiti, Jamaica, Cayman Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico.
Woo! That was a great vacation.
Yes, ma'am. And my oldest son turned 17 today. Glory be to God. I know that's his son, and he just allowed me to be a part of his life. But I thank God for watching over, you know, my kids. Glory be to God. No broken bones or anything. Not even myself. I've never had a broken bone, and I just thank God for his grace and mercy and watching over us. Man, God is so wonderful.
Yes, he is. He's a good God. Yes, well, how can I pray for you today?
Amen. I just pray for the spirit of peace and for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to increase in my life and stronger in a more heavier spiritual walk. The Lord, the deeper I want to go spiritually myself. And, you know, I pray for all the people in the world, the seniors, you know, bless them. And I pray that most of them share that wisdom that they have experienced over the years. You know, my ideal of a senior is like a elder, a wise person, someone that has seen life and shares it and helps the next generation grow. So I just hope more of them open up and pass on that wisdom, you know, kind of like they used to do back in the day. That's pretty much all I need to pray for today.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an awesome prayer request. I thank God for it. Okay, let's see who else is pressing 1 here for prayer today. I don't know about you, but I need prayer too. Can't do without it. All right, looks like you're the only one so far who pressed 1. Anybody else, prayer requests? Well, that's David Emmanuel.
Sister G.
Yes.
You know that song? It say, it's me, oh Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Yes, I know that song. I don't know all the words, but I know it.
But it's me, oh Lord.
I wish Sister Jackie was on here. I bet you she knows. She had to go to a funeral this morning after she sang this morning for us.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah, that's an awesome song. I've been hearing that song since I was a little girl. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Not my father, but my mother, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to pray for you, brother, and some other people that are online. They're kind of shy today, pressing one, but I will just say a prayer. So, Father God, we just come before your holy presence today, giving you thanksgiving and glory. We honor you today, oh God, and we just thank you that you are the all-wise, all-knowing God. And I thank you for your son, David Emmanuel, today, Father God, requesting prayer, Father God. And, Father, you know every situation that he faces on a daily basis, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for walking with him, talking with him, being a lamp and a light to his pathway every day. And, Father, I thank you that you hear his prayers, you answer his prayers. And I thank you, Father God, that you are not a man that you should lie, that you are faithful to your children. So I thank you, oh God, that you are with him continuously. I thank you for his children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, particularly his son that's away in New York, oh God. And I thank you for his son prospering and doing very well, being successful in what he's doing, oh God. And I pray, Father God, for a hedge around David Emmanuel's entire family. I pray, Father God, that you will continually give David Emmanuel wisdom, oh God, in how to handle every situation in his life. So, Father, we honor your presence today, oh God, and we just thank you that you are a mighty God. And, Father, today also I lift up families all over the world. I particularly lift up your son, Frank Hart, in Ohio, oh God, who underwent a procedure this past week, oh God. But, Father, I thank you that you brought him out, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. I thank you that there were no complications because of your mighty high right hand upon him, oh God. He went to the doctor and came back doing well, oh God. So we thank you that your report is a good report, oh God. I lift up my Aunt Mildred today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she is 102 years old, oh God, plus a few weeks, oh God. And I thank you for the abundant life. I thank you for her sound mind. Keep her healthy and strong and well. And, Lord, I also lift up Miss Ludell on here, oh God, who's 90-plus years, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for her life. I thank you for her health. I thank you for her strength. I thank you, oh God, for removing any pains that she may have in her body. And I lift up every senior citizen, oh God, on Bible Story Land, and even those throughout the nation that call upon your name, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you are faithful and you will grace them with longevity in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray healing upon their body. I pray safety upon them. And, Father God, even those who are not saved, I pray for salvation to come into their lives, oh God. I pray that you would save them from this untoward generation and that they would praise you all the days that they have left upon this earth, oh God. And so we repent, Father God, on behalf of those, Lord God, who are not saved, oh God. And I pray salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless and honor you and thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your abundant grace. We thank you for your life that you've given us, oh God. And, Father, we ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to continually lead and guide us on a daily basis, oh God, by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your favor upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Miss Ludell is on here from Applin, Georgia. How you doing, Miss Ludell?
I'm doing this morning. I've been blessed by the message this morning, and thank you for saying what you did about the senior citizen and everything. And I just be thankful to God that I made it to be a senior citizen. I'm not the one that, you know, don't want to be called and all like that. So I just been blessed this morning, and thank you for your prayers for me, darling.
Amen. God bless you. Miss Ludell is in Applin, Georgia, near Augusta, and she is 90-plus years. You'll be 91 coming up soon, huh?
Yes, ma'am, if the Lord say so.
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Well, we have time for a brief testimony. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Press 1.
I'm already on.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I got a testimony.
Okay.
You know I drive trucks, and I was listening to my spiritual stuff, and these guys call me and interrupt me while I'm listening to my spiritual stuff. But, you know, I take time to talk to all different people, even though I know they have evil intentions. And kind of got me riled up a little bit, but it got me motivated as well, because I started speaking scripture when they got negative, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a good time. And then, you know, last night I was hosting at this church, Bethany, I think. Every first Friday we get there and people sing. Oh, if you would have seen this one young lady last night, that sounded like a voice from heaven.
Wow.
And I was able to MC, and it was the love I received from the people in the church, and just made me feel so good. And it reminded me that my gift is for to honor God. It is not to have men love me and appreciate me, and, you know, even though that's a good thing in the flesh and you feel it, but the overall mission is to honor and glorify God with the talents that you have. So
yeah. That
was a blessing, you know. And I think the lesson I learned yesterday, and I'm pleading with God to not interact with negative people and keep these negative people out my path. And I think God is telling me there's going to be negative people no matter what, but you need rejoice and serve and worship me and have a good time no matter what. So in other words, he's saying there's negative people in life, you just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I just
thank you
for the glory last night. That was a beautiful time we had praising the Lord last night.
Amen, amen. That was a great testimony. I know I enjoy that too, when you get together and praise the Lord and just sing songs of praise unto him. Nothing like it. It's like a sample of when you're going to get to heaven. When we all get to heaven, we will shout and rejoice and praise the Lord. So we can begin down here.
Amen.
Any more testimonies this morning? All right. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I thank God for each of you. I love you. And I look forward to listening for you on Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And next Saturday we'll be on again, the Lord say the same, on Bible Story Land, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The number is 1-619-789-4313. So I love you. God loves you even more. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, study the Word of God to show yourself pleasing to God. I don't know about you, but I want to please Him. So I study His Word, and I do my best to obey Him. I ain't say I was perfect now. I'm not by any means. Make mistakes daily. Only Father God is perfect. But I try to study His Word every day, read His Word, and speak of Him often in His goodness. So may His mercy follow you today. His goodness, His love follow you every day. Be blessed. I love y'all.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.